You know, any one of those who's pushing something on you and it doesn't feel right, you have the power. You have the power to make that decision. You have the power to be unstoppable, right? And family and friends and even spouses, you know, they might try to derail the choices that you're making. Either it's a diet or a therapy or medications. You know, everyone's going to have their opinion, but you get to choose who you trust, because that is really where the power comes from.
How is it possible for a parent of a child with autism to become the superhero their child needs now? I'm Len.
And I'm Cass. When our son was diagnosed with moderate to severe autism, we went all in. We spent over a decade learning everything we could on how we could transform to help our son thrive. And guess what? He's doing it. This year, he ran for class president.
Each week on this podcast, we will be sharing the secrets needed for you to become the superhero your child needs.
If you want to learn how to tap into your innate superpowers to help your child thrive, visit AutismParentingSecrets.com. Hello, and welcome to Autism Parenting Secrets. Today's episode is about you are unstoppable. You just don't realize it yet. The secret is no one can stop you without your permission.
You truly are your biggest cheerleader. Don't wait for others to do it. And never give your power away. And anytime you blame someone else, you're doing just that. So that's our big secret today, is that no one can stop you without your permission. And in episode 2, we talked about the warrior parent way as a better way to operate. And then in episode number 3, we revealed how anyone can become a warrior parent. So the question for today is, what or who is going to get in your way? And the answer is no one, unless you let them.
Right. I love this quote from Eleanor Roosevelt. It says, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent, right? This is all on you. No one can derail you unless you give them that power. And what felt worse was the pressure from doing things I felt I should do, right? I hate the I shoulds in life. It's like, I should do this, I should. It's kind of putting you in that box and kind of what's that expectation, right? And especially when you have a child who has autism, there's so many expectations. You should, you know, do this and that and that. And you know what? Every single one of our kids is different. So the shoulds, you know, aren't going to help you. And especially when you get the shoulds from other people who really have no expectation.
Yeah, the shoulds just apply more pressure. And the last thing any of us need is even more pressure that we feel on our shoulders.
Right. And no one needs more pressure. I think life is enough, right? And so the one thing, it's the response that you can change, and this goes the power, is the stories that you tell yourself, right? So instead of the I shoulds of the world, you can change that and make it a more powerful story. Like, okay, I am choosing to do this, right? I am choosing this because X, like always kind of knowing that why, knowing what's the reason behind it. And then also knowing that other people have their own shoulds in the world. So if, especially let's say it's your parent is going to love to give you advice because that's what parents do. And they expect their kids to come to them and, you know, look for them for advice. And that just doesn't happen well. And it can also sometimes really hurt. I know when my son was diagnosed with autism, my father, who thought he was being helpful, told me at least I had one good child. And he was referring to my daughter. And that like dagger went through my heart. And it took a really long time for us to rebuild that relationship. And it never was quite any the same after that. And his words were, yes, painful, but, you know, he was just trying to share advice that he probably thought would be helpful, or advice he probably would have heard from his parents, because, you know, that's kind of how his parents were. So it's really thinking about, you know, they're just his words, they're just his opinion based on the time, and he's also doing his own grieving in a way and his own reacting, and
caretaking.
But you can also, so, you know, it's what's that story you tell yourself. I finally figured out later that I think his story was, you know, that was his way of providing love, even though it hurt like hell and took me years and years to get over it. You know, and you think about, you know, doctors who give you that you have to do it my way or the highway stance, right? You know, any one of those who's pushing something on you and it doesn't feel right, you have the power. You have the power to make that decision. You have the power to be unstoppable, right? And family and friends and even spouses, you know, they might try to derail the choices that you're making. Either it's a diet or a therapy or medications. You know, everyone's going to have their opinion. But you get to choose who you trust, because that is really where the power comes from.
Yeah. And especially early on, there's no question. I felt like a lot of people were kind of in the way and were a roadblock and were kind of the excuse. But we did have that. We had that realization that what other people were doing couldn't matter for how we were showing up and what we were choosing to do. So kind of becoming unstoppable, there's a way of doing that. And it all starts with just dropping any expectations of other people. You know, take any support that you get as a gift and almost start off just assuming you have none, because the minute you have expectations of how other people should be acting, you're just setting yourself up for misery. So if we were to be able to go back in time to our past selves, I definitely would have given myself that piece of advice, because it's just ultimately resulted in just wasted energy.
Right. And I also think sometimes if you look back, if I go back to my old self or my 10-year or 12-year ago self, thinking about if I'm asking someone what they think about something, like I'm just fueling that fire, getting an opinion from someone, especially someone who might not have someone with autism in their life. I remember having a conversation with a family member when my daughter was about to be born and Rye was just being diagnosed with autism and life felt really overwhelming. And I was like, oh my God, how am I going to manage having a baby with my toddler? And I remember the advice I got was like, well, tell him it's time to be a big boy. And I was like, holy shit, you have a child who's been diagnosed with autism, who sometimes doesn't even know where he is in this world, that now it's time for him to be a big boy? Like, that sounds perfect in like a movie script or something. But when you're in reality, like that is the last thing that's actually could ever be possible. I'm sorry, it's time to be a big boy. Like, no, like, and I'm sure that's something that was said to me when I was growing up. And I know his intent was meant to be helpful, but like, I just had to laugh because I'm just like, thank you. But I asked for the advice. So it was, you know, on me that I did that. But it's kind of, you know, when you think about it, it's kind of a chuckle.
It's a perfect example of, yeah, drop that expectation. If somebody has the expectation that your autistic child should be able to put on their big boy pants, yes, that's an expectation that just doesn't matter. So, and we know a lot of stuff is easier said than done, but truly having an intention and wanting to drop those expectations will really, really help. You know, and similarly, you know, drop your own judgment of others. It's, again, not so easy to do initially, but it gets better with practice. But we all have our judgments. And the reality is, even, you know, my father-in-law with his comments, you know, he was doing the best he could at the time for his own reasons. You know, either he was taking care of himself or he truly thought he was being helpful. But, you know, everyone's kind of truly operating in a place of doing what they think is right. But bottom line is, you know, judging them and judging what they're doing is bad or inappropriate, just, again, it's wasted energy. So the expectations and the judgments, as much as you can, try not to go there. And when you do, stay there less and just course correct.
Right. And that's really hard, especially when you're autism in itself. You're judging your child all the time. And especially because you're now, when you have, you know, therapies and things going on, you so often just hear the crap that your child is doing versus hearing the golden nuggets that your child's doing. So when you keep getting bombarded and bombarded and bombarded of people's judgments of your child, and you almost also forget that, you know, I remember when my son started therapy, he was 18 months old, you know, so like, I don't even know what an 18-month-old child's supposed to do at that point, because this was my first. And so often we are so overjudging our kid and not letting them be kids. I was talking to a mom today, you know, who has a child who's two, and you know, I reminded her that Einstein was four when he learned how to speak. You know, so even though her two-year-old might be a late talker and she's doing everything she can and she's making progress, which is awesome, she was still judging that he wasn't speaking fully yet. And I was like, when you remind someone that Einstein was actually four when he learned how to speak, like, damn, your kid has two more years. You know, so it's just interesting when you kind of go back and think about it.
Yeah. And I think this whole idea of dropping the expectations and dropping the judgments, we absolutely know that those are not switches to flip on and off. That learning how to do this is a process, and it can take, for some people, you know, a short amount of time, for most people longer. It's like anything else. It's a habit. It's a practice. If you have the intention of doing it, it gets easier and better over time, but it takes a commitment.
Well, and it's also a lot of times when you're judging something, a lot of time that's like something deep rooted in you, like how you were raised or something that you believe in. And it really requires someone else showcasing to you the blind spots that that brings up, so you can kind of stop with the judgments or that expectations that might be holding your child back. And the other thing, as it relates to something to help you become more unstoppable, is curate the people around you and around your child, right? So I love to say this, you know, and Len has heard it probably a billion times over the years, but create that healing bubble, right? So you want to minimize any toxic people, you know, curate who your child is surrounded with. So I've heard this term before and I loved this, you know, there are, and this person was saying, there's two types of people. There's people that are going to be drains of energy, and then there's going to be people that like recharge your energy. And like with, especially with your child, who is probably a super sensitive person, you want to find those recharge. You want to find those people who will help light and help provide support and guidance without those judgments. Because we all know people who drain our energy. And if you can minimize that exposure to people who drain you or drain your child, that will be a game changer in itself, because you know more making, you're not making excuses for yourself or excuses for your child. You're going to feel loved and supported and safe.
And then finally, just take imperfect action, because any of this that we just talked about, you know, it's not about just committing and then doing it and doing it consistently. It's all about doing your best and course correcting and improving. And, you know, by you taking that imperfect action, you can show others, you know, what's possible and how to operate themselves. Because trust me, and because I've been there, when you hold yourself to a standard of perfection, things get really miserable really quick. So the idea of just being okay, being imperfect, is a powerful piece of this. And just generally speaking, you know, to be patient, you know, the superpowers that you can develop, these better habits, you can tap them and you can get benefit, but you can also just continue to grow them over time.
And as you go this path, right, as you become unstoppable, you're going to have people who will surprise you. And you're going to have some people who will surprise you in a negative way, who will kind of step out of your life or take a backseat. And you are going to find others who are going to step up for you. And there might be times where it feels lonely, but you will find the people who are going to be those champions who are going to support you and help you get through things. And also, some people are going to think you're totally crazy, like, right, completely nuts, or as I like to say, what, slightly bonkers. But like the whole, you know, they might feel threatened for they feel judged, right? So I'm going to go back because I love using this, like, you know, the way that we eat, you know, and we'll bring food with us, especially if we, you know, or we'll make our own meals when we go visit family, you know, and it's kind of, they might be feeling judged that what they're serving isn't good enough. And it's like, no, we have allergies and special dietary requirements, and we all function better when we eat a certain way. So we're going to do the work so we can make sure that we're setting our family up for success. But, you know, others, it might take them a little time to understand that. And sometimes I know it's really hard. We have a client who I know it's really hard for her. She has what she calls food infractions when she goes home to her mom, because her, you know, mom likes to cook, and that was always her mom's role, was to cook for the family. But, you know, when you have a child who, when you see behaviors come associated to food, you now get to be more bold and stand up to be like, hey, you know what? Love you. I need your support, but I need you to help me feed X, Y, and Z for my child, just because we are trying to support them so they can thrive. And I need your help doing that. And, you know, it's kind of now turning a situation that was more challenging into something that's powerful.
And people, especially early on when we had much more, let's just say, extreme behaviors, and that Rye was showing more behaviors that people didn't understand, people were definitely judging us as nuts for not correcting him or not teaching him manners, and a whole bunch of stuff.
Thank you. Yeah, right? Exactly. I was like, I don't care if my kid's polite. I just care if my kid's talking to me.
Right. We were celebrating other, you know, victories, and people were just still comparing him to something that just made no sense. So people definitely thought we were crazy and not being great parents and, you know, not instilling discipline. There's a whole bunch of things.
Well, I'm reminding why you're doing this. Like, you're doing this to help your child. And if this, all of this helps set your child up for success, then come on. Any of the, you know, comments or things that are being said are so worth it. And that's what I just know from my journey, our journey with our son is, you know what? Yeah, he is where he is today because we've walked this path as a family with him authentically.
And the other thing about, if you start operating and not letting other people derail you and get in the way, you know, that determination, that tenacity that you have, it's going to piss people off. You know, generally speaking, people like to give advice more than they like to learn new things, especially giving advice to parents, you know, whether it's, you know, grandparents or other people, other family members. And yeah, people aren't going to like it. They absolutely won't. So either they'll be annoyed, to say the least, or, you know, they can perceive it as a threat. Like, if they see how you're operating differently, then they actually start feeling it's a, you know, that you're almost making a judgment on them as being wrong. So people just generally can interpret it a lot of different ways. But, you know, when you veer from the pack and go off script, that can be really confusing and perhaps even threatening to other people. So be aware, all this will definitely happen in some way, shape, or form when you choose to not really care about what other people think and still stay true to what makes sense for you and not giving others the power to undercut you or derail you. And with that, again, going now to the positive side of it, if you do this, if you find the courage, if you find the determination, then on the inside, you know, you just truly won't give a shit what people think. You will feel free. You won't feel contempt. You'll just feel free of that burden, of that expectation. And on the outside, the way that you can operate and project it is that you'll be enthusiastically taking the actions and remaining hopeful and doing what's right, even in the face of the resistance that might be out there. And you can truly thank others for their input, because truly people, I feel like, have the best intention. But you can thank people for their input and move forward and do the exact opposite, or just do what you feel is right. And you can do that with strength, and you can do that with optimism. You know, generally speaking, it's just a way of operating and being bulletproof, not letting what other people might throw your way to slow you down or to stop you altogether.
Right. I also, this is, you know, I love the idea where is the saying, bless your heart. Because it's a nice way, a polite way of saying, go fuck yourself. So it's like, oh, bless your heart.
I got to think if you've said that to me in the past. I think you have. I think you have.
Damn, I just gave the secret away. But it's really funny. And I was talking to someone today about this. Because it's like, how do you say something nice? But it's like, in a way, like, oh, that's so, you know, bless your heart. Thanks for sharing that. You know, and it's just, it's like, it's, it makes you actually smile saying it, because it's like, really? It turns a negative into a positive.
And if you don't want to use the words, then you could just smile, you know.
bless your heart.
And acknowledge
or,
what...
Or just thank you.
Yeah, acknowledge what someone's communicating, the spirit of it. And again, do what you know is right. And all in all, if you're operating this way, then yes, you're going to be a force of nature for your child. And again, they will see it. They will feel it. So there's so much positive feelings and just to say momentum that you get when you just don't let people throw roadblocks in front of you. Well, if they do, you just go around them, you go over them, you go through them. You can do that. It's truly a choice. And going back to what we started with, the minute you allow it to actually undercut you, it's then when you surrender your power. And whereas we might be okay doing that if it's something for ourselves, if you're, you know, you're right now the champion for your child, and there's a higher standard. There's somebody who's truly relying on you. And so you have no choice but to find a way and not give people that power to stop you.
Well, and I think also too, is you're showing up as an example for your child. You know, even if you have, let's say your child with autism, maybe not as connected, you're showing them what it means to kind of be all in. And even for your, if you have other children who might not be, have autism or the challenges, and maybe they're neurotypical, you're showing them what it means to be that all in parent who's authentically going after stuff and not letting, you know, name callings or things derail them. So I know for my daughter, like, you know, just being authentic and going after things and have that tenacity, I love modeling that for her because she then gets to see us doing that. And she then knows how to, you know, stand up for herself, whatever that situation is. So there is so much power there. All right. So we always like to give you actions that you can take today. So there's three actions, and one of them is categorize everyone, right? So you could have a list that you create, just take a piece of paper, and like everyone that's around your child, you can bucket them into three different buckets, right? So who's supportive? What's kind of the 50-50, and who might be more toxic or the drains that we've talked about, and how do you categorize them? And goal here is to really, how can you have your child spend more time and have you spend more time with the people that are more supportive and less than the people who are the drains or the toxic people? Because when you kind of can map it out, it just gives you that ability to kind of see things more clearly.
Yeah, and the 50-50 people, you know, they could break either way. So you can work on them and try to influence. The supportive, you know, the other kind of word in there is, you know, who's accepting? Like, who are the people who are flexible, who truly have a desire to want to connect with your child? And so, you know, again, you could look at it a number of different ways, but I think your way of describing it, like who's an energy source and lifts you and your child up, and who seems to be a drain, you kind of know them when you see them. So again, the first simple action you can do, just categorize people. Think about who's around and know clearly who's in what bucket. And then this way it makes it easier for you to think of who do you want to direct more time with your child too. It's those people who are the energy sources, the supportive ones. And for anyone who's on the opposite side, yeah, try to, if you can, minimize that exposure. A second thing that you can do is just in that categorization, just pick out who is the top person that truly is in the way, that is, you know, basically someone who's not operating the way that you truly are hoping. And are there any expectations that you have that maybe you can let go of? And because if you can't get them on board, then the whole goal is, you know, how can you neutralize them or minimize their impact? But, you know, something to think about is for that particular person, you know, do you have any unrealistic expectations? And if so, is there anything that you could let go of?
Right. It's how do you like set up for success? Because let's say, you know, a big challenge might be with a family member, and, you know, typically you're expected to go spend Christmas for a week and stay at their house, right? Guess what? Maybe you only go for a day. Maybe you go for 2 days, or maybe if you can afford it, you go stay in a hotel. But that way you're kind of minimizing and setting everyone up for success. So that way you can kind of neutralize what that impact might be.
Right. So the key action here is just pick that top person that's in the way and really just become curious about what you might be able to do. And I know in some cases it might be really hard, but there are a few things you can do here to get creative to just, again, try to minimize that impact, because who is around your child matters so, so much. And then similarly, if there's some, not person, but something that's in the way, and it could be like just lack of time, lack of energy, lack of, you know, financial resources, and just really look at what you think that thing is and just ask yourself again, is it true? Because a lot of times we make up stories and we make up kind of, you know, just interpretations of what's going on. Just always nice to be able to kind of kick the tires and just really ask, is it true? And if it is, then okay, well, what are my options here? What am I not seeing? And that's where having someone else, you know, help you see things from a different perspective and maybe to see options that you can't. So it's just a way of directing your problem solving on those big, big things that are, whether it's a person or a thing that's in the way. So those are three things that you can put into action pretty quickly, all under this whole idea of how do I ensure that I truly am unstoppable and not letting anyone or anything get in my way. And with that, we want to thank you so much for joining us. And again, if you want to learn more about what we do, and especially if you want to join a phenomenal community of all-in warrior parents, go to
AutismParentingSecrets.com for more information.
Awesome. See you all next week, everyone. Thanks.
All right. Bye. Thanks so much for listening to Autism Parenting Secrets.
If you're not already subscribed to this podcast, be sure to do that right now. And if you could, please rate and review this podcast. This will help other parents find us and benefit as well. And feel free to let us know what you'd like to hear in future episodes.
Also, head over to AutismParentingSecrets.com and take our free assessment to discover your top superpowers today. Until next time, don't forget, you are the superhero your child needs now.